All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, Yeshua. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we praise and we magnify your name because, Lord, you're good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, today, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we shout glory to your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, our advocate, our counselor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the gifts of healing. We thank you, Lord God, for binding up the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. And God, I pray, Lord God, that you release your healing anointing, that it would flow, that you would drive out every generational sickness in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for breaking the yokes of oppression and depression in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, I thank you that by your stripes we are healed. I thank you that when you died for us on the cross at Calvary, it included our physical healing as well. And I thank you, Lord God, for doing it. I thank you, Lord God, for healing. I thank you, Lord God, for healing lung cancer. God, I thank you for healing epilepsy. God, those are the people that have been having epileptic seizures. We come against the spirit of epilepsy, and I pray that they will be delivered and set free even now in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you. And God, I pray for those that need a financial miracle breakthrough. God, your people are hurting and suffering financially. And God, I pray that you would open doors and that you would make a way where there is no way. I pray, Lord God, that financial miracles would manifest this week in the lives of your people. God, I pray that you would move on the heart of the wealthy to bless those that do not have in Yeshua's mighty name. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing those that are in need of a home, that you would bless them with a home in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you for doing. I thank you for binding up the strong men over this region, Lord God, sending your angels to uproot, tear down, and destroy, and to scatter the camp of the enemy in Yeshua's mighty name, that the word of God would go forth in a great and a mighty way. God, pour out your power and your anointing upon the pastors and the teachers and the evangelists in this area, Lord God, that they would preach the uncompromised gospel. I pray that you would give them spiritual discernment of their congregations, Lord God, that they would begin to pray and seek your face by day and by night, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed, that they might declare the full counsel of your word, that lives would be changed and people would be delivered and set free in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Now, Lord, let your blessing be upon this teaching today. And I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the Word of God. As always, I am grateful and thankful for the privilege and the opportunity every chance I get to be on the airwaves. You know, it's a privilege to preach the gospel and to be able to talk about the Word of God. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of Yeshua, the Messiah, is imminent. There is so much that we need to do in the body of Christ. As this is the message that he's given me. I keep saying it over and over again. To equip the people, for the people to enter into a covenant relationship with him, to know him as their Lord, as their Savior, as their Redeemer, as their Healer. God is good. And when he sent his Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to redeem us. It was to break the power of sin. Everything was going to be peaches and cream, but he said that we would overcome any trials, any tribulations. And this is where we really got to press our way in and seeking a relationship with him, that we might know him as our Lord and as our Savior and as our Redeemer. I was reading this morning, as a matter of fact, before I came to the studio, in Matthew chapter 7, and he was talking about how many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied? We've cast out devils. We've done all these wonderful works. And he says, then I'm going to say to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. We never entered into a covenant relationship. We never had that intimacy with one another. You might have been doing all of these things, but you were not doing it for the right motives. And so it's my desire that every person that listens to Straight From His Word, first and foremost, that your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, increases, and that you have a desire to pray, you have a desire to read His Word, you have a desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit and yielded so that the Holy Spirit can use you to go out and to make a difference wherever God has placed you, in the workplace, in your business, in your home, your marriages, wherever God has placed you, that you're able to make an impact, that you're able to reflect the love of God through your character, your work ethic, and all of those things, so that people will be able to say, there's something different about that brother, there's something different about that sister, there's something different about that family and that marriage. So it's my desire, my desire to see every believer walking in the fullness and the power of the Holy Spirit, to experience God's presence and power in a great and a mighty way. Saints, we're in this series, The Temptation, The Conflict, and realizing we were dealing with the issue. We were in Numbers chapter 16 last week, and recognizing the fact that when the enemy is enticing people to sin and rebel against God, people do not understand that there are going to be consequences as a result of the actions and the things that they take. And in Numbers chapter 16, let's go there, saints. And to the first time, listen, if you struggle with something that I say, pray, get on your knees and seek the face of God. Like I said, I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. You know, a lot of times this is a hard word, because when you truly read the Bible and you study the scriptures, and I encourage you, because most New Testament believers, they've never really read and studied the Old Testament. They've never understood how Father God interacts with His people. But the scripture, Paul said that all scripture is written for our admonition, so that the things that were written were to teach us what not to do. But just like the children of Israel, we have a tendency to walk in rebellion and disobedience. There's been so much that is, when you look at the contemporary church, how if we just did it God's way, we would be experiencing and seeing revival, because we need revival in the land. We need to see an outpouring of God's holy presence and spirit. Revival is taking place in other countries and other places across the planet. But here in America, we have a strong spirit of complacency and self-righteousness. And we've not been preached the full counsel of God's word due to all of the different denominational beliefs and different systems, so that the believers have not been equipped to wage spiritual warfare, how to praise, how to worship, you know, how to become a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Because, you know, the enemy doesn't care if you belong to a congregation of 6,000-7,000 people. He does not care if a pastor has a huge congregation and a huge following on Instagram and Facebook. What the God looks at, and what the enemy looks at as well, is this congregation a threat to my kingdom? Are they reflecting the love of Christ? Are they declaring that Yeshua is Lord? Are they preaching that deliverance is needed? Are they casting out devils? Are they laying hands on the sick? Are they praying for the sick? Are they exposing the strategies of the enemy? Those individuals become a threat to the kingdom of darkness, because, yes, there is a conflict, but we are winners. We win. We serve the Almighty God. I keep telling people this. God is the Holy One. God is the only one and true God. Satan, Lucifer, Hallel, is a created being. His minions are beneath God. And why would you choose to serve the created being instead of the Creator? That shows you how powerful mind control is. It has deceived people into thinking, and people believing that the devil has so much power and authority. Yes, he's the god of his world, but even his power and authority is limited. The power that he has is the power that you give him through allowing him to deceive you and to pull you away from God and in the world. Yes, he can make things hard and difficult hit you on this planet, but we serve the God of the universe. We serve the Almighty God. And when things get hard for me and I'm praying and I'm seeking God, I say, God, I know you. Lord, you are my God. And Lord, I look to you for my strength. God, I look to you for my healing. God, I look to you for my deliverance. God, I look to you. And I ask God to arise from his resting place and to scatter the camp of the enemy. Because when God arises, all hell about to break loose against the enemy. And that's my prayer, that you get into the place to where, you know, we say, Lord, you're God. And beside you, there is a God. You can fix it. Lord, you can make it right. Lord, what is your will for my life? And we were reading here in Numbers chapter 16, how Korah them, and they rebelled against Moses and Aaron. And and Moses got hot. Moses got angry. Moses said, enough of this. He said, God, you know what? I ain't did nothing to these folks. And the consequences, and you hear me saying this, you know, it's amazing how the scripture says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. It's amazing that guilt by association and things that we co-sign that is against God's will can cause us to endure and suffer the chastisements of God by the association. The nation of Israel as a whole suffered because of the evil kings or rulers, and as well as the policies and things that they were putting out there. And as a result, that was drawing the people away from God and drawing them into a place of idol worship. We're experiencing that right now in the United States of America. You hear me say this. I know a lot of people don't like to talk about it. But saints, let's be real. The policies of politicians and the things that are anti-God, anti-Christ, will affect the whole nation, even law-abiding, God-loving believers will endure some of the chastisement that falls upon the nation as a whole because of idol worship, because of rebellion, because of disobedience and all of these things. And eventually God says, you know what, enough is enough. And when God gets ready to move, he's going to move. When God, if we're praying for a revival, if we're praying for revival, then we have to recognize that revival it can be painful. Because there has to be some uprooting, some tearing down, and some destroying of foundations and things that have been embedded in the lives of the people, because people have beliefs that are not in alignment with God's word. That's why we have to equip saints. That's why we as preachers have to preach the full counsel of God's word so that people know exactly where God stands on these issues and these things. We cannot compromise. We have to be steadfast. You know, in the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refused to compromise. They took a stand for God's word. They knew what God said about bowing down to graven images. They knew that God was the only God that they could serve and would serve. You see, we've become too timid here in the United States of America because we want everybody to like us. We want everybody to embrace us. But when you take a stand for God's word and God's honor, you will be persecuted. People are going to come against you. But if God be for you, who can be against you? If God is going to fight your battle, you got to let God fight the battle. It might look like you're losing in the end, but in the end, you will win. And you say, Dr. D, Pastor D, what are you talking about? Go ahead. Let's go with him. Go with me to Daniel chapter 3. You know, that's why I give you a chapter and verse, and I just get in here and just allow the Holy Spirit to have its way. Then we'll get back there to number 16. You're listening to straight from his word. And I'm just going to give you this scripture and this illustration as we look and see, you know, Lord, what saith the scripture, Jesus? Glory to God. I tell you, we serve a mighty God, saints. God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And in Daniel chapter 3, and I want you to look at this, and I want you to align yourself with this, because all of this is in the scripture for a reason and a purpose, saints. Recognizing this very essence, this very fact. It says in chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel 3:1, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits, and he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, and the judges, and the treasurers, and the counselors, and the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come into the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And then the princes, the governors, and captains, the judges and the treasurers and the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image and Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud to you, "It is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king have set up. And whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Now, this was a policy that was implemented. And they said, these are the consequences, and this is what you have to do. This is what you have to follow. When you read in the scriptures, you look and see, okay, how does that line up with what we're doing and what we're seeing today? And it said, you got to bow down and worship it. And it said, if you don't do this, you're going to be cast into the midst of burning fiery furnace. Now, see, here in the United States of America, oh, people are just going to talk about you. They're going to shun you. You know, they're going to say you're radical this. They're going to say that you're this type of phobe, or you're this or you're that, and you don't have no love, and you're a bigot, and you're this and you're that, and you're racist, and all of these type of things. But when you're taking a stand for righteousness, God will honor your stand. And therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people in the nation of the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. You see, you're going to always be watched. That's why your character, your fruit, your work ethic, all those things are extremely important. Because when you profess to be a believer in Christ, that you serve God, people are going to watch you. And people are going to see what you're going to do. They're going to see how you respond when these policies and these things are implemented, how you are going to respond. You see, this is the enemy's challenge and enticement to see how you will respond and what you will do. And they spake and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down and worship it, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Now look and consider, what were the consequences? Death. Christians are being murdered and tortured across the globe that live in these countries that God and that Christianity is not the state or the country's religion. Christians have been murdered, burned, beaten, beheaded because of their faith in Christ. Here in America, they just talk about us. They talk about us. Call us names and it hurts our feelings. You know, sometimes on the job, you know, they can try to take your job away. You know, so you have to be careful what you speak and what you say. But that's the persecution we have here in America. In other countries, it's death, it's torture, being thrown in prison. And if we don't get revival, the church will become more persecuted here in the United States of America because of policies and these leaders that do not serve God, and they have Satan's agenda, and they're trying to implement it, and they're doing everything they can. And if you look and see, you know, I'm amazed that there's a certain political party I will not mention, how they remove God from their platform, and the things that they go for are anti-God, anti-Christ, but Christians still vote for these individuals and these people. And when they do so, they're co-signing. And that's why we suffer as a nation as a whole. Because when believers are in alignment with the ungodly, it brings a breach between them and God. And God says, I have to allow it because my people who are called by my name, they are co-signing. And therefore, these are the consequences. That's why as a people, we repent and ask God to forgive us. Then God has mercy upon us and God begins to pour out his grace upon us. People, I'm just giving you real teaching. Some people don't like this, but I'm just trying to tell it like it is. You cannot co-sign with the devil and his agenda and expect God to bless us as a whole. But that's a whole nother teaching. It says, Thou, O king, you made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded you. They serve not your God. Look at this. They serve not your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and his fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you be ready that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast into the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Let me tell you something. God just loves it when there is a challenge issued against him and his authority. Pharaoh said the same thing. Who is this God? And here Nebuchadnezzar said, who is this God that you're serving? You see, that's where they mess up. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship your golden image, which you have set up. They said, you know what? Our God is able. Even in death, we're delivered from your hand. Oh, that'll preach. He said, but we're not going to do it. Then was Nebuchadnezzar. You see, when you take a stand and you begin to speak up for God, the enemy gets angry. He gets mad. You can expect that. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace one 7 times more than it was. It gets hotter. It gets hot. The intensity, the attacks, and all of the things that will begin to come at you and from the spiritual realm, it is ramped up because you're refusing to compromise. When you don't bow down and kiss the enemy's ring, he gets angry. When you refuse to go along with the enemy's agenda, he gets angry. And then he comes after you and he's relentless. He's relentless. He will come and keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. He will keep coming until he breaks you, because he wants to break you mentally. He will attack your health. He will attack your emotional health, your physical well-being. He will attack everything around you to get you to stop and to cause you to say, I do not want to serve God any longer. I will renounce him. I will no longer be a son and daughter of the Most High God. His objective is to break you to the point to where you renounce Christ. You renounce your relationship with him. So when the pressure has been mounting and he's coming at you from the north, south, east, and the west, you got to continue to say, Lord, give me the grace. God, give me the ability to stand. Lord, you are my God. Lord, you are my Savior. Lord, you are my Redeemer. Lord, I'm looking to you to deliver me. God, I'm looking for you to heal me. God, I have not compromised and I will not compromise. I will continue to take my stand for righteousness. And Lord, I know that your power is greater than anything that the enemy can do to throw at me. It says, even in death, we will be delivered out of your hand. We got to get to the place that we are secure in our relationship with Christ, that when all hell is breaking loose around us, we know we are serving the one true and the living God, the one and only, the Holy One of Israel. And we can cry out to God, God, not my will, but your will be done. Deliver us and set us free from the hand of the enemy. Lord, you've already died for us on the cross at Calvary. The power of sin has already been broken. And Lord, we have been redeemed. We will walk in deliverance. We will walk in victory. We will walk in healing. Why? Because we are serving you. We are your sons and your daughters. Lord, have your way in our lives. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here. Straight Word Christian Ministries is the Spirit of God moves you to bless his finances. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will open to hear and receive the gospel. Know that Yeshua's Lord return imminent. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible says if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you will be blessed. Saints, pray for revival. Pray that people's hearts will be open to hear and to receive the word of God. Pray for a greater outpouring of his Holy Spirit in a great and a mighty way. And know that I love you. Remember, Yeshua's Lord return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.